And now, back to Zeb at the Ranch on AM 1230 KBAR. To reach Zeb, call 436-2244 or toll free 1-866-927-4587. And now, here is Zeb Bell.
Good morning, and welcome back. And he was very gracious when I called him the other day and said, "Don, I'd like you to come back on the program." We say good morning. Don Mann, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing just great. How about you, Zeb?
If I was any better, the wrong fat man be wearing my clothes this morning, Don.
I hear that. I absolutely hear that.
Now, you have kind of an interesting subject to talk about, and it basically is, can positive affirmations change our thinking? What do you mean with all this? Can you change our thinking with positive affirmations or slogans? What do you mean?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, a lot of times the way that people try to change their behavior is say what they're doing wrong. And so they say, don't do this, don't do that. Well, that's not the way the brain works. The way the brain works is with positive reinforcement, positive statements about what you can do and how you can do it. And that one of the key things is to understand that whatever situation you are in life right now, it can be better by changing the way you think, and the way you think is governed by what kind of affirmations or slogans you live by.
Now, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, when I do something stupid here at the ranch, I'll go, you knew better than to do that. So actually, what I'm doing is reinforcing the dummy part instead of saying, Zeb, don't do that again. There's a better way to do it.
And even worse, you visualize in your mind what you just did wrong rather than going over your mind what you could have done better.
So, Don, is this kind of a psycho-cybernetics that we need to think about to improve ourselves daily?
Absolutely. The way that the human being operates is that we operate by slogans or affirmations all the time. For example, you just gave one. Another one is, I can do that, or I don't like that, or I don't like the color red, or all kinds of different things that just pop into our head as short, concise statements that then govern what we do next in the next few minutes or so. Those are all internal affirmations or slogans that are written into our subconscious mind. They come out in what's called the voice of the conscious, and they respond to our environment around us. So if you want to change your behavior to do something better more often, you have to change what's written in your heart or your subconscious mind. And that's what the purpose of affirmations and slogans are.
All right, now wait a minute. I've got to get off the couch here for a minute and think. I can't think while I'm laying down. I'll go to sleep. Now, you got to break this down for an old, slow cowboy like me. I mean, how do we go about getting better thoughts into our minds so that we can have positive affirmations?
Okay, there's two ways that we can do it. One is rather passive. We put ourselves in an environment where those kinds of things are going on all the time. Okay? The other way is active. You decide to participate in the process and make an informed decision and intention as to what kind of affirmations you're going to use to run your life.
Okay. So let's put this in perspective. You've got a negative attitude and you're thinking negatively about a situation. Are you saying that maybe the brain is going to help trigger some of those responses actually in real life that you've been thinking about?
Well, the brain reacts kind of like a machine. Whatever you're doing right now is the reflection of what has been the past normal for your life for the last several months, if not years. It's the way you've been thinking. What you're doing right now is a reflection of what you've done in the past. So if you want to change what you're responding to, how you change things, is you need to start forcibly or intentionally saying new affirmations, and those affirmations will eventually get written on your heart and become your normal. But it takes time.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's use me as an example. All right, Don, I'm going to share a little secret with you. I have a terrible German temper. Help me.
Okay, the first thing is that if you are a Christian, then it gets really easy. Because the first affirmation you could make is one of the biblical ones, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
Because part of the affirmation, the way that you said it, I have a terrible German temper, implies nothing can change it.
Isn't that from Philippians 4:6, if I recall?
Absolutely. And there's one more in Philippians that says, the Lord will meet all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The same kind of affirmation you look at when you see things, so that if you start intentionally making positive affirmations like that, do them, let's say, 15 minutes in the morning, they'll eventually start coming out. Take a little while, but they'll start coming out and controlling that German temper you have.
Yeah, but now, wait a minute. If I was going to pick a person or a personality from the Bible that I probably would be like, unfortunately in some regards, I probably would take Peter. Peter and I had a lot in common because he was the one that picked up the sword and said to the soldier, now you can only hear out of one ear.
Yep, that's true. But you know what? Peter also, within a few days after the day of Pentecost, spoke truth like lightning hitting hearts and spoke of the love and glory of God and changed, in one sermon, changed 3,000 people.
Absolutely.
That's not bad for somebody who's changed the way they think.
No, see, you got me calmed down already. Smelling like butter right now.
There you go.
See, I have a temper that'll go from 0 to 110 probably in 2.3 seconds. And positive affirmations, describe that again as to what I should be thinking of all of a sudden when I'm out trying to build fence and I'm not much of a carpenter and I hit my thumb with a hammer.
Okay, well, one of the things that probably is the easiest way to do this, and this is something we have available for free, we have a list of 10 top 10 affirmations that take about those 6 minutes to say each time you do them. People can get hold of them from us by just contacting us at 1-800-903-6625. You can get the same set and start doing them on a regular basis. And as you do them, they will start being written in your heart, and they will start coming in. As you start having things in your normal past happen, they'll start to change the way you react. Won't change the event, but it'll change how you react to the event.
So, again, I'll revert back to a book that I read years and years and years ago, I think when I was in college, Psycho-Cybernetics. You're telling me that my mind, and maybe I'm a bad example, but maybe my mind, if I think about it, I can actually change not only the way that I perceive things, but actually I might be able to change some of the outcome.
Absolutely. The challenge that we all face is it's not an overnight process.
Right.
That's the big difference. As a matter of fact, the time frame that it takes is a minimum of 90 days at 2 to 6 hours a day of positive affirmations or negative. Doesn't matter what they are. That's the kind of time it takes. This has been discovered, for example, in professional sports. Use this all the time. It's also why basic military training takes the length of time that it does.
You know, I read someplace, Don, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but like with Psycho-Cybernetics, I read someplace where if you took 10 guys from a basketball team and two basketball teams, and you had one team shoot free throws physically,
mm-hmm,
to practice, and then I heard that the other 10 guys would go up to the line in their mind and practice, just shooting in their mind. The team that did it with Psycho-Cybernetics or in their mind, actually, when it came down to crunch time, they shot better than the team that practiced. Is that true?
Absolutely. That's been proved many, many times. And what's happening is that for the team doing what you're describing, we call that a cognitive mind event. So if you don't keep it up for a long period of time, what happens is it only lasts for 3 to 5 days. But you know what? That's good enough to get you through the next game.
All right. Give us some other examples as to how this can apply in a positive affirmation with our families and our friendships and our business, and give us some other examples.
Okay, one of the first chief issues is most of the bad attitudes that we have are based on fear. Afraid something is going to happen. You know, it hasn't happened yet, but we think it's going to happen, and that drives a lot of our negative responses. So one of the most powerful positive affirmations is the 23rd Psalm in the Scriptures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That kind of affirmation just nips fear right in the bud.
Okay. So are you saying then that I should always in a state of flux to the where I'm getting nervous and flustered, I should just absolutely remember and call to mind the words of the 23rd Psalm?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the most powerful ones. God gave that to us centuries ago for exactly that purpose. It works wonderfully well. It's tailored for anybody because that's what you're made for. It's part of the way we creatures are made as human beings.
So kind of shooting arrows here without a bow. Kind of a subliminal suggestion that, hey, Zeb, calm down. Just think of those words and everything's going to get better.
Well, what will happen is that it won't happen again overnight. You have to start off with an intentionally making the 23rd Psalm a regular part of your daily routine.
Okay.
And then after a period of time, it will then surface in the situation wait a minute, the Lord's my shepherd. What am I getting excited about?
Absolutely.
Okay, so but it does take time. And that's part of what I've discovered as a businessman. I had been called a corporate troubleshooter, and would go into a situation and would turn it around. I discovered that the way I did things, it took about 6 months before people started making superior decisions compared to what they were doing before, because I couldn't be everywhere, right?
Exactly. And you've been with Bank of America, and now that they've got all kinds of problems, you've seen trouble already.
Absolutely. I've been in a variety of places and environments, and some of the most challenging had to have been when I was in an environment where I was sent to change the organization, told I could hire or fire anybody I wanted to. The only problem was it was high technology, and the only guys on the planet who knew how to do what they were doing was those guys.
Right.
And so I didn't have the choice of firing anybody. What I had to do was turn them around. And what I ended up doing was those things that created an environment for them. Remember I said there's two ways to change the way you think about things. Have somebody create the environment for you, or you create your own environment.
Now, wait a minute, though. It's so easy right now in a calm state. You and I talking, two gentlemen on the phone, on the radio, in a calm state of conversation. But all of a sudden, after the program's over, bang, something's going to happen. And in the spur of the moment, how is our mind going to remember that particular slogan or positive affirmation so that we don't mess up and jump off the bridge into a puddle of water that's not there?
Okay, in the next 2 months, no help. In order to write affirmations on your brain to get them to work takes a minimum of 90 days.
So it's a training session.
It's a training session. It's an intentional training program. But remember, this is not something new. You're exposed to information and affirmations all day long, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you're whatever you're around is also writing themselves on your heart to maintain where you are. A good example is if all of a sudden I decided to get into rodeo. I would create an environment around me of cowboy clothes and being around radio, you know, that kind of environment, and be thinking in that kind of manner. Okay, and then after a while I would become someone that would say, hey, he's a real strong radio fan. Look, he's always a rodeo fan. He's always doing those kinds of things. I've created an environment for myself. And now I think and do things like that.
So I want to make sure I understand this. Positive affirmations that all of a sudden in my now other occupations that I have, in addition to my rodeo business, if I would apply my real estate business, my public speaking, etc., if I'm having certain problems, I need to start a campaign of positive affirmations that would actually enhance the positives over the negatives. Boy, I'm getting deep here. I'm not Sigmund Freud, but help me. Am I on the right track?
No, you're absolutely on the right track. As a matter of fact, we wrote a book to help people to do that. It's called Okay, God, Now What? It's available on Amazon. For those people who call in, we actually have a special offer at our phone number, 800-903-6625. The 10th caller will get a book copy of the book for free. But we have in that laid out not only the processes, but the biblical examples of how this has always been God's command to do it this way, and then over 100 pages of affirmations that fits any part of life to improve and make your life more successful.
Well, you know, let's say somebody that has a problem with cursing. Anything that happens, they go, oh, this or oh, that. Positive affirmations can help them with their cursing, right?
Absolutely, because it will change the way they respond to the immediate events. Doesn't happen overnight, but you know it can happen rather quickly. You know, I was raised in a Catholic school. If Mother Superior walked by, you'd be amazed what happens to my mouth right away.
Believe me, I understand. I wasn't Catholic, but I went to a Protestant school for a while, and they were a little tough right there. That ruler was broken over my back quite a few times.
Boy, I tell you what, I can appreciate that. You know, all I can tell you is I'm glad I got what I got. I wish I got more. Would have saved a lot more trouble later on.
But, you know, with your study as a businessman and working in corporations and corporate work with executives, et cetera, this just all helps to make us better people and possibly do a lot better job, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What's amazing is that the minute you get into fear of any kind, your thinking shuts down, it gets very narrowed and focused, and you have that classic flight or fight response, and that's the only thing you're thinking about. So you can't be creative. You can't solve problems. Not that you don't want to, that your mind is now closed down because of the fear response. Positive affirmations help you respond to fear events in a positive way that keeps you flexible and creative, no matter what's going on.
I want you to pursue that a little bit, though, because everybody has their phobias. Everybody has their little fears. Now, I've got some fears that I won't share on the radio, but one that I will share is I have a distinct fear of flying over water. And in my business, I have to fly quite a bit. And when I have to fly over the Great Lakes or fly over the ocean, you're looking at a guy that's sitting in the airplane sweating profusely and waiting for that plane to land in a hurry. How do you get over something like that?
Okay, well, first of all, you deal with some basic facts. Okay? Crashing in water is usually safer than crashing on land.
Let's not even use the word crashing. Let's try to be positive with our affirmations.
But that's, you know, that's just there are facts associated with our fears that we need to focus on. Number one. Number two is, again, the 23rd Psalm. If you've written that on your heart, you've gone through an intentional program to write the 23rd Psalm in your heart, or like the top 10 affirmations that I have on my list. I'm glad to send people that call me at 1-800-903-6625. They can start putting them in their heart, and you'll respond that way so that it won't happen overnight, but within 2, 3, 4 months, you'll suddenly discover that you're flying over the water and you're not even aware of it. You're not even caring about it anymore because you know the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want.
I want a list of that because I deal with different kinds of people every single day, whether it's here on my radio program or in the rodeo business or whether it's in my real estate business, whatever. And one of the things I think I've noticed from most people, and I want you to respond to this, most people are really afraid to get up in front of groups or even stand in front of a microphone with one news reporter, and they're afraid of that. How do they get over that?
Again, it's the same way. First of all, you practice by yourself. You start doing the behaviors that look like success in that condition. With the affirmations that we have in our book, Okay, God, Now What? We actually have a whole section devoted on that kind of attitude. So you can start saying those affirmations in there, and that will start getting you. But the chief issue is how to get over fear. And for the first baby steps in the process, again, we have this list of top 10 affirmations that will get you going in that right direction.
Don, I'm almost out of time, but I want you to elaborate on one other thing here. Most fears, really, would you say, and I'm trying to think back to my psych classes in college, and that was when we still circled the wagons from the Indians. Most fears really have never, ever happened to people. They just assume those fears. Is that true?
Well, that's what the definition of a fear is. A fear is the expectation of coming evil, of coming bad.
Okay.
Now, that's the definition of fear. Because when fear becomes reality, you now have a problem, not a fear. And absolutely, most of the things that we're pummeled with in this world don't happen, and they spin us in circles. And the surest way to do it is God tells us over 365 times in the Bible, fear not. Well, that's easy to say, but you have to do the other parts of the scriptures. What it says to is continually meditate on these kinds of things so that you don't respond with fear, but you respond with things like the 23rd Psalm.
Absolutely. Well, now, Don, quickly, give the telephone number and the website and how they can get a hold of the copy of your book and then also possibly this list of affirmations.
Okay, great. My phone number is 1-800-903-6625. That's 1-800-90-DONALD. Just spell out the word Donald. That'll get you the phone number. Our website is called OKGodNowWhat.com. That's the name of the book. It's OKGodNowWhat.com. It's available on Amazon, but if you'd like to receive a free copy, be the 10th caller in asking for the list of top 10 affirmations, and we'll be glad to ship you the book. Again, the phone number is 1-800-903-6625.
I got to get a copy of that book. Just send it to Zeb Bell, Murtaugh, Idaho. I'd love to have a copy of that book. I'll pay whatever charge is necessary. And then after I've read the book, I want you to come back on the program and we'll talk about it. And you can kind of psychoanalyze where I'm at, okay?
Okay, got it. I'll be more than happy to do that.
You know, Don, you're a treat. You're really a good old boy to have on the air. I've enjoyed this with positive affirmations. And I got a picture of you here in front of me. You look like one of those good old boys that belongs to my club. So we'll have you back on the program.
All right. Thanks a lot, Zeb. I look forward to it. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Mann, I love that kind of thinking. Positive affirmations change our thinking and, quite frankly, change our